Hello, welcome back to the program, AM PM Sports on ESPN 1005.com. Thank you for checking out the archived audio page here today. I am Aaron Moret. Follow along on Twitter at AaronESPN 1005 and on Facebook, facebook.com/AaronMoret, M-E-U-R-E-T-T, Aaron Moret on Facebook. And from NFL.com, former Green Bay Packers safety Nick Collins was coming off three consecutive Pro Bowl selections when a neck injury ended his football career in early 2011. Uncomfortable with the idea of clearing Collins to play again, general manager Ted Thompson released the Super Bowl hero in April of 2012. Collins, now 30 years old, suggests this week in a pair of tweets that he will attempt to come back in 2014. Collins tweeted, "Nick, the pick 36, is ready for action. Who's looking for a top-notch free safety? This kid is ready to dominate 2014. I would love to see the Green Bay Packers bring Collins back. Now, there are so many variables that go into this, many questions that have to be answered. A, he has to be medically cleared. B, the Packers have to feel comfortable enough to bring him back. And if they were not comfortable enough the first time, they probably aren't going to attempt it a second. That's just the way the Packers operate. I don't know if it's right or if it's wrong, but I'll tell you one thing that drives me crazy. And I have heard people talk like this. They said, they scoff at the idea of Collins returning. And they say, you know, it's not in his best interest to return. He shouldn't come back. Really shouldn't. And that really bothers me when I hear things like that. Because I always wonder who these people think they are to determine whether or not a player with a significant injury should come back and play again. They talk as if they know what's best for the player. Look, the only guy who knows what's best for Nick Collins is Nick Collins. You or I, anyone else, has no right to say what you think is best for him and what he should or should not do. You can weigh in with your opinion, but unless you are Nick Collins, you have no right to say whether or not he should return and whether it's good or for him to come back or not. Look, there's an injury risk for anyone who's playing in the National Football League. We all know that. But if the doctors say, all right, Nick, you can come back, there is somewhat of a risk, but we will clear you. And Collins says, okay, well, I want to come back and I want to play. Who is anyone to tell him, well, you can't do that? Especially people in the media or the fans. Now, if you're Ted Thompson or a different general manager, I can understand where you're coming from when you say, okay, I know he's been medically cleared, but I don't want to sign him because I want a clear conscience. Just in case something would happen and he spends the rest of his life paralyzed, I don't want that on my mind for the rest of my life, because you know that it would affect you. But for somebody to suggest that they know what's good for Collins, well, you know, just scoff at the idea of him coming back. Oh, Nick, you should just stop and take this opportunity to spend time with your family. I've heard people say that. That is a ridiculous thing to say. Unless you're him, you have no idea what is good for you or what is good for him. Let him decide. Now, from a football perspective, I'd love to have him back. Clearly, the Packers' biggest need of this offseason is going to be at safety, whether they get it through the draft, which I'm sure they'll draft one, if not more, safeties, and maybe sign a free agent, somebody very low priced who probably won't make much of an impact, because that's what Thompson does. Becky writes me and says, I think with Manning returning after his surgery and proving all the doubters that he could still play, it opened up the door for Nick. He has never stopped working out or believing in his talent. I say he knows the risks. Show him where to sign. And that's just it. Becky hit it on the head. Collins knows the risk. The doctors can tell him what they are, and he can weigh his options. He's a big guy. Okay, he's a grown adult. He's 30 years old. He can decide if he wants to come back and play. You don't need some clown in the media telling him what's good for him. Paul says, only if the doctors clear him. Sometimes you have to take the gun out of the player's hands. Now, if there was a serious risk of him being scarred for life because of this, well, certainly, the doctors should tell him, okay, Nick, you really can't play. I suppose he still could if he wanted to, only no NFL team would sign him. Scott Packer tweets and says, the hits that Manning may take are nothing like Collins. Manning may get hit every now and then. Collins is hitting on every play. I'd like for the Packers to bring him in for a workout. Robert says, bring him back. Josiah says it would be great to get him if he's okayed by doctors and still has the skills needed. I have to imagine that if he's in good shape, he'd be a perfect fit to bring back into the Packer locker room. A, he played in Capers defense for a handful of years. He knows what's going on, and he was a difference maker. Not only that, but Morgan Burnett had his best season while playing next to Collins. I think it would be a great idea to bring back. Again, if he's medically cleared, I don't know that Thompson would do that or not, but it certainly wouldn't hurt. No way that it possibly could. Still from NFL.com says, still, there's little reason to believe the organization will veer from its established medical opinion on the danger of Collins pursuing a football career following the 2011 spinal fusion surgery. Collins' agent fielded calls from interested teams following his Packers release, but he couldn't find one willing to take on the risk. Now, it sounds like Collins wanted to play again right away, which I don't blame him for, but again, it's the issue of the conscience coming into play, and NFL GMs didn't want to take that risk. Now, if he were medically cleared and the doctor said, okay, there's no way that he's going to hurt himself, you could sign him for cheap. For a guy who's been out of the league for a few years, and if he can prove that he can still play at an elite level like he used to, well, you could certainly bring him back. There's no doubt about that. And you can sign him to a bit of a longer contract as well after he proves that he can still play. Aaron Rodgers said that it is unrealistic to use the Seahawks defense as a goal for your own team. We'll talk about that, what he meant by it, dig a little bit deeper, and also want to take your tweets. My question for you, as Richie Incognito, offensive lineman, of course, for the Dolphins, his suspension is over. He becomes a free agent this March. Would you take him on the Green Bay Packers? I'm not saying Ted would sign him. This is a hypothetical. I'm just curious. Would you take a Richie Incognito on the Packers? We'll talk about that coming up next as well. AM PM Sports, ESPN 1005.com.